Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amy Cordy is the Vice President of Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute. And I'm sure, Amy, you've got a little bit of insight on this, what this means for the state of Illinois. Of course, that's what's the most important: voters, constituents, and importantly, taxpayers, looking ahead to this new era in our state government history.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for Illinois to make a break with its past, the culture of corruption for which we've become notorious, and to chart some new waters and make a fresh start and introduce needed ethics reforms and stop the way of doing business in Springfield.
So what do we expect about Mike Madigan's influence as it stands when he's not the speaker? I know a lot of people think that he's going to continue to pull the strings. I would assume that whoever, you know, Representative Welch, now Speaker Welch, probably has some ideas of his own and probably would like to take it in a different direction with the responsibility he's been given. What do we know about the future here?
Yeah, it's interesting. Speaker Welch has made some comments that are encouraging. He said the other day that he was in favor of term limits for the position of speaker, which, as you know, Mike Madigan has held the speakership since 1983, with the exception of one two-year period during which Republicans had control of the House. So saying that we're not going to have people be speaker for four decades at a time anymore is a good break. Welch embraced a 10-year term limit, which is in keeping with the Illinois Senate. And so the term limits would be introduced into the rules of the House of Representatives, probably. That's where they are in the Senate. And the whole system that has enabled one man, Mike Madigan, to accumulate so much power, it was a system, you know, built over years and years and years. But some of those rules could be dismantled by the 102nd General Assembly, the House of Representatives, just sworn in this week. And it's within their power to dismantle some of these rules that make it really hard for ordinary rank and file members to get their good bills out of the Rules Committee, which is one area of potential restructuring that could do some real good for the state, and to stop bad bills from getting rushed through. So these are just the procedural rules that govern how the House does business, but they're actually very important. They have been important in allowing the Speaker to concentrate so much power. And they're an area that would be very ripe for reform to see substantive changes like ethics rules that would, you know, restrict lawmaker lobbying or shut the revolving door from lawmaker to lobbyist, those kind of important reforms. Those things have gotten quashed according to our procedural rules in the past. And changing those procedural rules could really help us have some more good bills see the light of day.
Amy Cordy is Vice President of Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute. Amy, the things you're talking about, they sound good. Are these discussions happening between Democrats and Republicans, or is this mostly Democrat-led right now?
I think there are both sides are interested in this because, you know, the state obviously has had corruption dominate its headlines for a lot of 2020. It was the indictments against Speaker Madigan's associates and the deferred prosecution agreement with ComEd in an alleged bribery scheme allegedly aimed at buying influence with Speaker Madigan. So those things have really jumped, I think, you know, out of the pages and into Illinois residents' minds as something that's a real problem that's holding back the state. So I think that Illinois residents across the state have sent the message that enough with the corruption. We need a new way of doing business. And I think both Democrats and Republicans in Springfield have gotten the message. They're talking about these things. And I think you could definitely see some bipartisan support for some of these reforms.
Wow, that's such an encouraging thing to hear. I mean, I'm just going to sit and revel in the hope that you just provided, and then we'll wait and see how it unfolds. But, you know, there's been a status quo. And I think that there's, too, I think it's been kind of an interesting thing to take in this last couple months when people are talking about, you know, election fraud on a national scale. And, you know, regardless of what was proven or not proven on the national scale, I feel like the corruption that exists in the state of Illinois has calloused a lot of Illinois voters to expect anything different than the status quo. You hear stories about Mike Madigan's corruption and the people who are in his inner circle, and then you expand it even broader. And the corruption is just kind of part of what Illinois voters and taxpayers have come to expect, which is a tragedy. I'm curious what we know about the corruption that has existed under Mike Madigan, and is there a time limit on that? Is the time running out, at least on the old guard way of doing things, when it comes to these federal investigations into the former speaker?
Well, I would say, you know, a brand new election of a, you know, new set of House of Representatives members does give an opportunity to introduce new reforms. And Speaker Welch has said definitely some good things about transparency in recent days after his election to the speakership. And for example, with the legislative maps, this is a redistricting year, and Speaker Madigan has controlled the map making process in Illinois many, many times now. And he has used that to draw members into safe districts and to, you know, try to make opposing party members more into more competitive districts so that they have to primary each other and all kinds of games like that. Representative Welch in the past has supported independent maps, and he has said that he really thinks fair maps and a transparent process are important. So holding our representatives to promises like that is a big thing that Illinois residents can do. We can watch that map making process and demand transparency, demand independent voices be heard. So that it's not just, you know, politicians picking their voters instead of the other way around. And I think that calling on members to make, for example, their own financial interests very transparent, we should have much more beefed up disclosure statements required of members so that everybody in the public can see where they might have conflicts of interest. We should hold our elected representatives to a high standard. And I think this new term just gives everyone an opportunity to think about that and to reach out to their representatives and say, we are watching. We want you guys to, you know, abide by some much higher ethical standards.
Amy, let me ask you, you know, on looking forward, realistically speaking, I mean, I know that there's a lot of major, you know, pension reform is certainly at the, probably the top of the list for some sort of fiscal responsibility in the state of Illinois. But policy speaking, with this new speaker, you know, there's still a supermajority of Democrats in the legislature. So expecting, you know, a drastic change is probably a bit foolhardy. But can you give us some actionable items that Illinois policy is standing behind that could take place in the next two-year session here that listeners who want to be involved and participate, who like what Illinois policy has to lay out or the ideas that are there, that they can get behind those ideas and make sure that they communicate with their representatives regarding those issues?
Yeah, well, as you just pointed out, Annie, our state fiscal situation is dire. We have our budget is facing a multi-billion dollar deficit. Our pension debt is soaring. I think the most recent numbers are now $144 billion in unfunded pension liabilities at the state level. And I think that Illinois residents and voters should definitely let their representatives know that these fiscal problems cannot just be allowed to fester. We need pension reform. We need members to stand up and say, we're not just going to try to tax our way out of this again. We have to have spending reform, and pension reform has got to be on the table. And I think that that kind of setting expectations for our leaders, contacting them, politely and courteously emailing them to let them know these are big concerns and that, you know, taxpayers really need their representatives to respect their wallets, I think that will go a long way. Representatives respond to their voters. And if voters contact them and let them know these are important to them, I think that that could definitely be very influential.
Amy, you're with Illinois Policy, so I'm not going to claim that you're with the FBI and you know all the facts of the cases, but to follow up on what Annie was asking about, I think a lot of Illinois voters are wondering, okay, Mike Madigan's had a little bit of comeuppance here with losing the speakership, but he's been listed, if not by name, at least by title, in these FBI investigations that have proven that there's been a lot of backdoor dealings and fraud and terrible, terrible things for years. And yet he's still there. You know, nothing's happened to him. Do you know, is something coming? Or you would know more than me. I know you're not an FBI agent, but I'm just asking.
I don't know. I mean, obviously everyone has talked about, when is the next shoe going to drop with respect to the U.S. attorney's investigation into the alleged bribery scheme. So I think that is one reason why 19 of his fellow Democrats wanted to say we are not going to support him for speaker again, because nobody knows what's coming next. And that would be an embarrassing vote to have, you know, to have taken if, mm-hmm. The other shoe drops and that's where it falls. But, you know, I think that even that aside, whatever the federal investigators are doing or thinking about right now, I think that making a break with the culture of corruption and saying, you know, even if some of these reforms don't have anything directly to do with bribery, which is already illegal, we need to set the tone. And so we need things like lobbying restrictions so that you can't be a lawmaker on Tuesday and come back on Wednesday and, you know, be a lobbyist of your former colleagues. We need things like an independent legislative inspector general who can investigate members of the General Assembly without getting permission from their colleagues to do so, which is the state right now. So I think even just enacting some of these reforms would send the message that there is a new sheriff in town. We're not going to do business the same old way in Springfield. And I think that residents and voters encouraging the representatives to get behind these good bills and to enact rules reforms that would let these good bills see the light of day. I think that that could definitely set a new tone in Springfield.
Yeah, well, it's definitely something to look forward to. And Amy, we're grateful that you came on here and kind of laid that out for us. Illinois Policy has an enormous amount of solutions available by going to illinoispolicy.org. It's not just saying what we're doing is not the right way. They provide paths to get us onto some fiscal solvency, and you can read about them and decide for yourself if you agree. I encourage you to go to illinoispolicy.org. Amy Cordy, Vice President of Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute, great to talk to you, and we look forward to many conversations with the Illinois Policy Institute throughout the rest of 2021.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.